Good evening, and welcome to the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY. I'm Scott Shirk, your host tonight. Tonight we'll be talking about Carrie Mae Weems' exhibition at the Allentown Art Museum, which opens on January 13th and continues through May 5th. With us today are our guests from the Allentown Art Museum, David Mickenberg, Priscilla Payne Hurd, President and CEO, and Elaine Mihalakis, Vice President of Curatorial Affairs. Carrie Mae Weems has been described by the New York Times as perhaps our best contemporary photographer. Elaine, can you give us a bit of a big picture about why might that be the case?
Well, Carrie Mae Weems, her work is very powerful. She really melds so much into photography. So while her work is celebrated for its aesthetics in photography, she's very much incorporating her background in theater, her background in writing. And so what we have is really an incorporation of various different media so that we're being carried on this kind of journey through visual material, through language, and through sound as well.
Sounds really exciting. Carrie Mae Weems, actually, she's a MacArthur Fellow. She's the first African-American woman to have a retrospective at the Guggenheim Museum. She's the Ford Foundation Art of Change Fellow. David, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how did this exhibition come to the Allentown Art Museum?
I think the museum is always on the lookout for iconic artists, artists who are making powerful statements, artists who have made a significant impact on cultural perspectives, ideas, aesthetic concerns, and history. And so Elaine actually found that this exhibition was available from Boston College and circulated through Art to Art, and recommended that we take it, given the parameters of what we are looking for and our devotion not only to photography but to contemporary art, as well as to contemporary issues. And so we booked this exhibition 2 years ago, I think, or maybe a year and a half ago, and have been very much concerned about how we program around it, the kind of statements that get made about the art, about the experiences that we provide in the galleries. And we look for artists who are significant forces in both aesthetics as well as in ideas, and this fit the bill totally. And it does open up a whole realm of conversations with the community about the intersection between art and history and ideas and trauma and what the cultural perspectives on American history and art are.
I'm excited about it. You know, Carrie Mae Weems is usually described as a photographer, but she's much, much more. Can we, you know, for our listeners who certainly can't see what we can see, can we describe what her work looks like? I mean, what's a kind of iconic image of hers that we might have seen somewhere that would be bouncing around in our head?
Well, she's most known for taking historic images and converting them, morphing them, changing them so that our perspective is modified. And she's also modifying these images in order to give voice to people in these images who may not have had a voice. So I think one of her most famous series is
Well, there's certainly the kitchen table series is the one that I think of oftentimes.
Right. That one's actually not in this show, but the series I Saw What Happened and I Cried.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very powerful series where she takes historic images, overlays them with color. She writes incredibly poetic text that then also becomes part of how you perceive the image. It's actually it's etched on the glazing.
So the words aren't just a title. They're, in fact, part of the image itself.
Exactly. So they overlay the image, and the way that she's done it, it has this kind of three-dimensional effect. But anyway, I think these are some of the iconic images that you think of when you think of Carrie Mae Weems' work. This is a series from the 90s.
Those were taken from daguerreotypes? Was that the series that...
Yes,
from Harvard.
Harvard's archive. As most of the images are from Harvard archive, and then there are some additional images that she's put in, including ones of Josephine Baker.
Uh-huh. I think Harvard initially was going to sue her for using those images, and what ended up buying the series.
Exactly.
Which is kind of exciting. What else will be in the exhibit then? This some from that series will be there. What else will be involved in that? Will we be seeing?
So it's a range of work from the late 1980s right up until 2016. So there's a body of new work that hasn't been in any of the major exhibitions that traveled of her work around 2013, 2014. So there's a series called All the Boys, which references what we're dealing with in contemporary society in America. So she does an incredible job of not only looking at history, but also getting us to look at what's happening now and think more deeply and feel more deeply and try to gain a better understanding. So this series particularly has to do with police violence and the killing of unarmed African-American men and women that we've heard all too frequently in the news lately.
Would you say this work is didactic? Is it political or is it personal?
I think her work is really intended to be more universal. So when you see somebody suffering, that you empathize with that. And it's really much more about that universal potential that we have for emotion and for really understanding one another.
But it's a combination of all three.
Okay.
In reality. It is political, it is personal, but it's nonpartisan. It mm-hmm. is about empathy, mm-hmm. and it is about challenges to history. And so it's one thing to say a work of art is political, it's another thing to say that it addresses current issues that are both based on history as well as based on personal experience, and the artist is asking you or challenging you to see this in multiple ways and through multiple lenses. And I think that one of the powerful issues about Carrie Mae Weems is you can't separate beauty out from some of the works. You can't separate politics out from some of the works. You can't separate history from some of the works, and you can't separate out the artist's personal history and personal experiences over a broad period of time. So you end up with a multi-phase, complex aesthetic experience that challenges you to think differently about the world in which we live and to have empathy and to be able to take what you've seen in the exhibition and apply it to other images and other experiences mm-hmm. and other things that are currently happening in society. And I think that's one of the great benefits of the exhibition mm-hmm. and why we're so excited about the exhibition and why the exhibition is so important is it has this multi-phase opportunity to learn, to grow, to experience, and to feel what you're seeing.
So this is work, you could say, that would speak to anybody or everybody, and that's partly what makes it
I think the
good work.
The idea is, and the reason why the museum is doing it, is it has an incredible opportunity to speak to everybody on multiple levels mm-hmm. and on multiple issues.
I know she has done some curating herself, Carrie Mae Weems, and is very interested in engaging conversation or having exhibitions that engender conversation. Would this be such an exhibition?
Absolutely. And interestingly, the artist was very much involved in developing this exhibition. Many of the works are on loan directly from the artist, as well as some from the Williams College Museum of Art. But definitely, her work is very immersive. We talked before about photography and beyond. Some of the works, there's a piece called The Hampton Project, which you'll enter into this space where there are images that are photographic images printed on fabric, and they hang from the ceiling. And so you're kind of entering this maze where the images are all around you. So you're really experiencing photography.
So they're large. They're large. They're quite large. Hanging from the ceiling. Wow.
And there's also audio that goes with that.
Oh, can you describe that a little bit?
So the artist, it's her voice. And she, I can just read you a quote from
her,
actually. "Here and there you peek out from behind history's veil, and glimmers of your brilliance can be seen in the contours shaping the dimensions of the new world. Before and after became the hallmark of your existence. Before the past and before the future, and after the opening of the sea." And she writes incredibly beautifully, and the rhythms that come through her voice when she speaks this and we're listening to it, they just open up this world that kind of is, it's broadened from the aesthetic experience to, as I said, this immersive and emotional experience.
So we're going to be seeing images, some of them floating on fabric, some of them images, traditional photography mm-hmm. images, and then there are going to be words associated with many things, as long with sound. And then I would imagine that many of the photographs might have her in them as well, as subject matter. Is she in these photographs, or?
She often, some of these photographs are records of performances, or they're staged in such a way that you are meant to think about how do we create history and how might we recreate history. So she does a series of photographs where you can see that the photographs are kind of on a stage set, and that's not hidden from you. And the whole idea behind it is that, one, we're going to work through and relive and perform history, but the other thing is that we also have the opportunity to rethink that history as we do so.
We're talking about the Carrie Mae Weems exhibition, which will be opening at the Allenton Art Museum on the 13th of January and extended through the 5th of May. I'm here with David Mickenberg and Elaine Mihalakis from the Allenton Art Museum.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Scott Shirk, and I'm talking today to David Mickenberg and Elaine Mihalakis from the Allenton Art Museum about the Carrie Mae Weems exhibition at the museum, which will be opening on January 13th. This exhibition will have photography, it will have sound, and I believe it will also have video. Is that correct, Elaine?
That's right. There are two of her video pieces in the show, including one that people are not likely to have seen before from 2016 called People of a Darker Hue. And again, it's an opportunity where she melds her talents in not only visual art, but also in language, writing, and audio. So these will be available in the gallery along with still images that relate to the series. So it's very nice because you can get in depth on various bodies of work in this exhibition.
Sounds really exciting. When one walks into the exhibition, do we need to know much? Do we need to have done our homework and read about it and, reintroduce ourselves to Carrie Mae Weems? Or can somebody just come off the street and walk right in and have an experience?
People should feel comfortable to just walk right in. You don't need to have any foreknowledge to come in and just experience the work. There's no right and wrong. It's all about your own interpretation and experience of the work. One of the things that we're encouraging, actually, we'll have a response wall in relation to this show.
Oh, boy.
And we'll be asking for visitors to share their thoughts and their experiences, not only with us at the museum, but these will be posted so that it'll be an opportunity for visitors to share with one another.
How does that actually work? Do you write on the wall, or is it a digital thing? Or
It's physical. It's actually a wall that will be magnetic, and we'll have little cards for people to write on, and then they will be able to post those right up on the wall. And we'll have a couple suggestions for just to get people started thinking about what they might want to comment on.
Speaking of the wall, there are other exhibitions which are currently going on at the Allendale Art Museum. David, could you give us a little bit of a...
Yeah, there are several things which are happening, which I think we're really excited about. The Solowit wall drawing number 7793A, is up in the Trexler Hall, and is a 55-foot-long, really beautifully rendered abstract color wall done by Lewitt's Foundation in collaboration.
How long did it take to make that wall drawing?
It took them about 4 weeks to get it up on the wall.
On
and
site.
It took four artists to put it together, a couple from the foundation and some regional artists who worked with us. And it'll be there through 2020. Mm-hmm. So people have time to come and see the wall and experience it. It's really a transformative element to that space, and it, like a lot of art in the museum, it envelopes you as you walk in. The Stephen Antonakis Room Chapel is still on view and has been extended for a while, and that's in the Butz Gallery and is an extraordinary sort of neon-infused light environment to wrap yourself in. We've had some extraordinary action or activity in that gallery by the public and responses to it. Fresh Perspectives, which are aspects of the museum's modern photography collection, will be on view and is opening at the same time as the Carrie Mae Weems show is. And that will be in the Fuller Gallery, I believe, downstairs. But reflects the fact that the museum's photography collections have grown exponentially in the last three to four years, and this is culled from recent donations to the collection, presents some extraordinary images of modern photography, both figurative and abstract. The Katagami exhibition of Japanese stencils will be on view, as will the Indian sculpture exhibition, which is on view for the next year, and in the Priscilla Payne Hurd Gallery. But at the same time, you have the American collections of the museum, the contemporary collections, and the Kress collections, which are also on view. So there's a lot going on in the museum simultaneously. But Carrie Mae Weems does command the entire second floor of the museum.
Very exciting. Could we talk a little bit about just how the sponsors of this exhibition, who sponsors it? Does this come from some national organization, or how does this work?
Well, there is an organization, Art to Art, which is circulating the exhibition, and they're in charge of moving it from city to city or location to location from its original location. It was organized by Boston College. But I think when you talk about sponsoring the exhibition, one of the things that we're really proud of is that this has been sponsored both by members of the Board of Trustees of the museum and members of the Allentown community. So Francie Bishop Good and David Horowitz are major sponsors of the exhibition. Karen and Richard Albert are major sponsors of the exhibition. The Museum Auxiliary has provided support over the last 2 years for this exhibition. Dugan and Marcon have been extraordinary sponsors of exhibitions that need reconstruction in the museum space, and have provided the expertise and the management and the equipment and supplies necessary to do that. And they've been extraordinary to work with. At the same time, Magellan Financial has worked with the museum in supporting this exhibition, and they are new sponsors to the museum. And I think that one of the things that we are most grateful for is that over the last 20 years, there are endowments that have come up that have been developed over the years, which support the exhibition program of the museum, as well as on an annual level, PCA, Pennsylvania Council on the Arts has been extraordinarily supportive of the museum and its exhibition program as a whole, as has been the Trexler Trust and the Century Fund. So all of that comes together. It sort of sounds like it takes a village to do this, and in reality, it does. None of this is inexpensive, but we have been blessed with some amazing supporters, but especially new supporters who have helped the museum expand its program, both in photography and in terms of contemporary art.
Well, it seems like the museum has become a very, very vital place, and it's embedded in the community in very important ways. Where do you see the mission of the museum going forward? And is Carrie Mae Weems an indication of the direction that the museum might be moving?
I think that Carrie Mae Weems is one of the indications of where the museum is going. Certainly exhibitions that have that make you think, that talk about empathy, that provide a confrontation with or a relevance towards history, exhibitions that make you think on multiple planes and that provide extraordinary visual and aesthetic experiences for the visitor are our direction for the museum. And whether that's in contemporary art or whether it's in traditional historical art, whether it's in relationship to the Kress collections and the medieval and Renaissance works, or whether it's in conjunction with the American collections, all of that bespeaks a direction for the museum. But I do think that the exhibition program of the museum is a major component of how we relate to and integrate with the community. Certainly having exhibitions that can be used in an educational context that provide extraordinary visual and aesthetic experiences in the gallery and that can be used in conjunction with and in collaboration with various community organizations and community groups is a direction for the museum that we've been working on for a number of years. Educationally, the museum's direction has taken a collaborative tone in terms of working with the community and working on collaborative ventures with the community. The museum's Art Can program works with the medical community. The rapid prototyping grant that we have in terms of art and health really integrates us with the healthcare industry and looks at how the arts can be used to resolve certain community-wide and urban issues. And so I think that us moving in conjunction with ASD, in conjunction with other educational institutions in working on early childhood education in the Head Start program at the MCAL building, working with ASD on a number of different projects that involve middle school, developing the middle school summer arts camp, all of that bespeaks an institution that is highly motivated by its interaction with the community.
For the Carrie Mae Weems show, are there any programs that are going to be involved with this exhibition? Or are there any special things that people could participate in or educational opportunities for the public?
Yes. So on January 12th, we'll have our members' preview party, and the curators of the exhibition, Robin Lindenberg and Ash Anderson from Boston College, will be here and will speak. And we have a number of programs. Oh, and I should mention that we welcome anybody who would like to join to become members and to attend that event and celebrate the opening with us. And then we have a number of programs inspired by this exhibition throughout the spring, which are all listed on our website. I don't know if, David, you'd like to mention a few of the highlights.
Yeah, I think that throughout the course of the exhibition, there are multiple opportunities for people to learn more and engage with some incredible speakers and guests. So on Third Thursdays, there'll be this opportunity in the galleries where you can come talk with one of our guests, integrate with or have a conversation about what you're thinking about the exhibition and what other people are thinking about the exhibitions. On March 31st, Deborah Willis will be here speaking about Through the Lens Darkly. She's one of the leading historians of African-American photography. Is somebody who has spoken on numerous occasions about Carrie Mae Weems. She will be at the museum at 1 o'clock on that on that Sunday, in which that's one of the days which the museum is open free of charge for everybody. So there'll be other programs throughout the year, and Elaine's right, go to the website for the museum and there'll be a complete listing of what's available. And it'll be occurring, whether it's conversations, symposia, film programs, documentary films, it'll be occurring throughout the course of the exhibition.
So the Carrie Mae Weems Show will be opening on the 13th of January and at the Allentown Art Museum. We can find out more about it at the website, which is allentownartmuseum.org. Yeah. And we can also find the museum on 5th Street in Allentown. And its hours are?
Its hours are from 11 o'clock to 4. Other on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and on Sunday it's noon to 4.
I've been talking today with Elaine Michalakis and David Mickenberg of the Allentown Art Museum. We've been discussing the Carrie Mae Weems exhibition, January 13th to May 5th at the Allentown Art Museum. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Scott Shirk.